This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We're back. I'm Dr. Dahlia. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm looking at this and shaking my head. You guys heard about this with the Wells Fargo issue with the fake accounts? Oh, this is ridiculous. All right, apparently Wells Fargo has notified us that staff opened 3.5 million accounts without customers' permission between the year 2009 and 2016, which is up from 2.1 million accounts that the bank had cited last year when it acknowledged that its employees, under pressure to meet aggressive sales targets, had opened accounts that customers might not have even been aware that they existed. Wells Fargo said Thursday that about 500,000 of the newly discovered accounts were missed during the original review, which covered the years of 2011 to 2015. According to Daily Mail, Wells Fargo acknowledged the fake accounts last year, but they say evidence quickly appeared about the sales practices problems dated back even further. And so Wells Fargo hired an outside consulting firm to analyze 165 million retail bank accounts opened between the year 2009 and 2016. Well said that the firm found that along with the 2.1 million accounts originally disclosed, 981,000 more accounts were found. And I guess this is this scandal is the biggest in Wells Fargo's history. It cost then CEO John Stumpf his job and the bank's one sterling industry reputation now in tatters. From what we understand, the company had to end up paying $185 million to regulators and settle a class action lawsuit for $142 million. Now, the managers, I guess, are trying to make amends, all right? It's tough. Apparently, 570,000 customers were signed up for and billed for car insurance that they didn't need or necessarily knew about. Many couldn't afford the extra costs, fell behind in their payments, and 20,000 cases or cars were repossessed. So other customers have now filed lawsuits in unfair overdraft packages. Wells Fargo said that the 3.5 million accounts potentially opened up without permission. 190,000 of those got fees and charges. So Wells Fargo is going to refund $2.8 million to customers in addition to the $3.3 million it already agreed to pay. In addition, they said the San Francisco-based Wells Fargo admitted that 528,000 customers were likely signed up for online bill payment without authorization. It's going to refund close to $1 million in fees to those customers. So apparently Wells has changed its sales practices, ousted other executives, and called tens of millions of customers to check on whether they truly opened the accounts. They say to rebuild trust and to build a better Wells Fargo, our first priority is to make things right for our customers, and the completion of this expanded third-party analysis is an important milestone. Now, there is so much I want to talk about with this, but we got other news to talk about, but, between 2009 and 2016 was a very scary time for a lot of employees and for a lot of management, okay? Heads were rolling. It was the recession. People were losing jobs. Every week we heard in my town, huge layoffs, right? Especially in the early part of it. And this was a very, very rough time, the 2009 to 2016 era. And companies, rather than coming up with creative ways, which some did, okay, Uber, and Lyft, and even though, it might have been creative before, but still, you had some creativity right, in some industries, for industries who existed and who were giants in their field, they, I think, turn to fear. And I'm not saying this just with Wells Fargo. I'm saying with a lot of companies, because I saw it, where everybody was so afraid that they would lose their job that when massive amounts of people were fired and crews were on skeleton crews, employees knew that if they complained or if they didn't keep up the workload that was now triple what it used to be, they'd get fired. And this fear, right, ran many industries. And so when you hear that there were aggressive sales targets, because I got to tell you, I cannot believe how aggressive I've seen some people at banks, you know, that, you know, do you want to open an account? Just open an account. We'll help you. Open an account. I go, I don't think I need an account. Okay, well, that's why. They have to do sales. Okay, somebody, you know, somebody needs to, you know, bring people into the bank. Money has to be in the bank. And so there's a huge sales push in these banks. Makes sense, right? In order for a bank to run, it needs, you know, thousands upon thousands and thousands of bank customers and thousands of accounts, especially big, fancy accounts. You know, and boy, were we, you know, was my business, my business was approached, and I'm like, guys, you don't understand, it's a medical office. Okay, you know, we don't have a lot of money. That's okay, we need a new account. And I don't know how this was structured, if it was the type of accounts, if it was, you know, but you bring in some good accounts, it bought you some bonus points. So I get that, all right? I get it. Unfortunately, it caused people to panic. And when you have a very, very scary era, such as the recession, you have a very scary economy, you do not want to lose your health insurance, which is what other people were losing. It was very scary time because you lose your job, you lose your health insurance. That's the way the system always was, okay? You know, not that Obamacare by any means helped, but, you know, this nobody wants to lose their job, right? And it put undue pressure. And when people panic, they do stupid things. This is survival. And so if all that mattered was accounts being open to save your job so you could feed your family, well, you know, but wow, I mean, 3.5 million? So, you know, it's understandable that they fired who they had to fire, but, you know, the banks, they really have some issues with trust, don't they? Banks aren't our friend, are they? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, we'll be right back.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We are Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now. Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong.
All right, guys.
Alone, but was so strong.
We are back on the Doc Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Samuel writes, I use marijuana recreationally, but am applying for new jobs and need to know if I'll get fired or not. How would you ask during the interview? So basically what he's asking with this is he's applying. I get his question. Okay, he smokes marijuana. He wants to know if they do drug screens. But if he brings it up during the interview, he probably won't get the job. So how, you know, you don't want, that's a tough one. That really is a tough one. Okay? Because, you know, nobody, you know, before it was legalized, everybody kept it quiet. So that way it was an easier answer. Well, it's illegal, so just don't say nothing. Okay? And then if they do a drug test, you get fired. You know? First and foremost, if a company is a drug-free workplace, that should be in their handbook. So, what you could do, if you're very concerned, okay, is you ask, you can't ask, you know, within the first few seconds of the interview, but, you know, go through the interview, okay, and if it looks like the interview went well, you would say, look, I would like to, in case I do get the job and do some research, I want to make sure I am ready day one. So if there's anything I should read, faculty or office or employee or, you know, handbook, let's say, all right, you know, or rules and restrictions or protocols, okay, I can read them. I want to make sure I am ready day one, so it doesn't look like my first day I'm reading paperwork. And can I study, is there anything online that teaches me more about my job, what my job duties would be? And then if you get that employee handbook or academic handbook or faculty handbook or whatever, and it says in there that this is a drug-free workplace, you have your answer. That's probably one of the easiest ways I could think of if it's not just listed anywhere on the website. You could also ask people that you know that work there. The problem is, you know, if you don't know anybody that's hard, you know, who do you trust? And, this is some of the things that we really need to have, you know, we really need to have figured out. You know, we are legalizing it faster then we're ready and we're prepared for. Okay? You know, and I would probably say, look, you know, whatever you're doing recreationally that's legal, okay? You know, like if you like to get drunk and get wasted, okay? I would probably, a few days before the interview, again, not do that. Okay? Just so you look like you are at your peak. Okay? And get a feel, get a lay of the land. Find out how much sleep you're going to need. You know, what your hours are going to be, you know, get an idea. But no, I probably wouldn't ask during the interview. Now, if, let's say, you have a medical condition, and this is something that you want to make known to your employer, which you don't necessarily have to, because you should have some privacy, but there's been a lot of controversy over how much privacy you really have when it comes to your employers, you know, and you say, look, you know, I have multiple sclerosis. And I use marijuana. I have a marijuana card for that. If you do drug testing, I want to prepare you that it could be positive. You know, that's very honest. It's up front. I don't know if you'll get hired or not. If it's the type of job where they're worried about your physical stamina, you may not get hired. You know, for me, I think honesty is always the best policy. You know, you don't want to start a job, because the thing with the job that's very, very interesting that you have to know as an interviewee is when you interview, the job is going to sound easier than it is. Okay? They're not going to say right off the bat, you know, I mean, some may, but like Devil Wears Prada, but, you know, they're not going to say off the bat, oh, you know what, you're going to feel overwhelmed, you're going to feel like you're going to get fired if you don't miss deadlines, you know, you're going to panic because it's 8 o'clock at night and you haven't left the office yet. They may not say that. Now, they may say, yeah, there's going to be long hours, you know, and, you know, you may have to work weekends. And they may say it like that at the worst, most jobs. So, you know, the reason why I say honesty is the best policy is if you listen to them, they're like, no, I don't really see you lifting more than, you know, anything more than 5 pounds. And, you know, job descriptions now have how much, you know, things, what you're going to carry. Yet, you and I know, you know, on the job, you know, if you're going to be a bar back or you're going to be let's say you're not a bar back, but you're a waitress and you want to help the bartender out, you know, you're going to be lifting things. Yeah, you're going to be doing things that are not in your job description. And very commonly, that starts to happen a little too often. Now, there's supposed to be rules and regulations protecting you from that. But, you know, just assume that your job is going to be a little bit harder than what is going to be conveyed at your interview. And so if you really don't want to start a job that, you know, and get fired from it later on, be as honest as possible. Say, look, you know, I smoke marijuana. I do that recreationally. You know, is it going to be an issue? Are you guys going to drug test? And then, you know, and you know, you could do that. But if you're really worried about, you know, not getting the job and this marijuana use is recreational just for poops and giggles and it's not anything that you need medically, I would maybe say wait and find out if, you know, it's a drug-free workplace by conservative means that you can. Okay, that's probably my opinion with that. Now, there have been lots of discussions on people with disabilities and drug-free workplaces. And if you work at a drug-free workplace, then you are given marijuana, a marijuana card by your doctor. And you now live in a state where marijuana is legal. Can you get fired if they do a drug screen? Now, this is tricky. Okay, this is, employers are scratching their heads on how to deal with this. Okay, marijuana is still federally illegal. Okay, and employers are allowed to have drug-free workplaces. You know, if you're a hospital and you do not want your surgical staff to be users of any controlled or recreational substances, okay, on their off time, you know, you can say, look, you know, this is a drug-free workplace. We have to drug screen, all right, because patients come first. Hospitals are allowed to do that, okay? That's you know, within the realm. But what if you have a disability, you are given a marijuana card, okay, and, you know, and the hospital now has to comply due to ADA guidelines. This is tricky. There's a lawsuit going on right now where somebody was fired because it was a drug-free workplace. They tested positive for marijuana, but they claimed that marijuana was because of a medical condition that was a disability. So the employer now violated the Americans with Disability Act. Now, lawyers.com talks about, can you be fired from your job using legal marijuana? They say the first question to ask is if the employer conducted the drug test legally. Except for federal government employers and employees receiving federal funding, federal law does not regulate drug testing by private employers. But many states do have laws on how employers could conduct drug tests. So employers do screen for drugs, including marijuana, as part of the pre-employment process, which also answers, Samuel's question on the, you know, many times you'll know that answer because they'll give you a drug test before you even take the job. State laws generally give employers a right to drug test applicants as a condition of employment. In some states, random drug testing is allowed. However, in other states, employers may only test employees in certain circumstances. If they think you were under the influence of drugs at work, if you held a position that could threaten the safety of the public or coworkers, if you were involved in an accident that causes physical harm or property damage, if this is part of a fitness for duty medical exam, or after an employee completes a drug rehab program. They say many states, including Rhode Island and Florida, the employer must give the employee a copy of the drug test results and an opportunity to challenge a positive result. And that's fair. You test positive, you're like, but wait a second, I swear I didn't take this medication. You have a right to challenge it and have your test redone. In some states. In Arizona and Delaware, they pass laws that restrict employers from firing medical marijuana users unless they are shown to be impaired on the job. Now, that gets tricky because, you know, if somebody does a crappy job, is it because they stink or is it because of the marijuana? So, we'll talk more about this because I have more of your questions. 1-877-DOLLY.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Lindsay writes, both you and my doctor have told me not to use Xanax during the day. However, I have anxiety issues only at work and take it once I get to my desk. Not driving on it, I swear, she writes. Rumor has it my job will begin drug testing. I can't tell my manager because he is who has it out for me and why I need Xanax in the first place. Okay, so what's going on here with Lindsay is it looks like she takes Xanax, but she has to take it to get through work, but she takes it in the morning. Sounds like when she gets to work. If her place of employment starts drug testing, and they do test for benzodiazepines, they do, she doesn't want to get fired, but she doesn't want to pre-tell her manager because her manager is the one that has it out for her, she believes, and is the reason why she's taking the Xanax. So, first and foremost, I'm under the impression that drug tests, they're really concerned about illegal drug use, okay? And many times part of the panel will include opiates and benzodiazepines. But I've seen many employers go, no, I'm not worried about those. Plus, if you have a prescription for your Xanax or a prescription for the pain medication, make sure you have that on hand. So if you do turn up positive for the test, you can say, look, this is a prescription my doctor gave me. Now, whether, Lindsay, I'd like to know what type of work you do. And, of course, call in at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, if you're an air traffic controller or if you're a surgical nurse or if you're I'm not sure if, you know, having a benzodiazepine on board is enough for them to let you go. But if I could just say, I think you need a new job. If you have to start medicating yourself to get through the job because your boss and manager is such a jerk or making you feel that stressed, I would start looking for a new job anyway. Okay? You know, I hope you don't get fired for needing to take Xanax. And I always say take Xanax at night because it makes people sleepy. A lot of people fall asleep. I've taken Xanax before. I was out. I mean, I fell asleep. There's no way I could take it during the day. Some people can. They can take it during the day and feel fine. But, if you have anxiety issues only at work, rather than take a medication, I would switch jobs. But that being said, if you can't switch jobs and this is a job you need, when you have drug testing, and an employer decides to institute drug testing, you don't necessarily have to, prior to drug testing, raise your hand and go, this is what I take. Okay, I don't think there's any law that requires or any employer mandate that is legal, right, where an employer says, look, you won't get fired if you admit to taking something before the drug test. No, they don't do that. Okay, because again, they can't single people out. Okay, everybody takes a drug test, and then from there they decide who has to get fired or not. So if I was in your position, I would make sure you have your doctor's prescription. I can't tell you how many people will run in going, oh man, I need a doctor's prescription for this. I'm like, why? I'm not going to give it to you. Why? Well, because I took my wife's and now they're doing a drug test and I need to show. And I go, why are you taking your wife's medication? Well, because of anxiety and, you know, my copay is a lot larger than hers. So, you know, she gets it from her doctor and, so, you know, and stupid stuff like that happens all the time. And so if people have anxiety, they have anxiety. They're going to take a benzodiazepine like Valium or Xanax or Klonopin. Okay, it's common. It happens. But if I were you, one, I'd start looking for another job. Two is go ahead and take the drug test. And if they ask about if human resources ask about why you turned a positive, you could say, I have a prescription. Now, again, this is where the privacy question comes into play. Human resources offices, you know, seem to have a lot more insight into what's going on with you than I personally would like. But make sure you have a prescription on hand. Okay? Really quickly, there was a case that went to the Supreme Court, they said, in Colorado. And the Supreme Court upheld this case. It was the firing of a quadriplegic man with an outstanding work record due to off-the-job medical marijuana use. They say Colorado's medical marijuana law does not provide employment protections. The employee argued that he was protected under the state's off-duty conduct law. Colorado's off-duty conduct law prohibits employers from disciplining or firing workers for engaging in legal activities outside work. The employee argued that his use of medical marijuana was legal under state law, so he should be protected. But the court disagreed, holding that medical marijuana use was not protected lawful activity because it is still illegal under federal law. Now, I mean, you know, if I was this guy, I would be just driven crazy by this. He's a quadriplegic. He's using marijuana that he thinks is legal in his state. This is what's so confusing. You have, you know, according to the state, you are following the law. But because federally it's an issue, it's still an issue from an illegal standpoint, that allows the employers to fire you if they have a drug-free workplace. Again, even if federally we legalize it, which is something a lot of us are for, I still don't know what employers are supposed to do if they don't want somebody technically under the influence. Now, eventually later, if we have better screening mechanisms like breathalyzers or urine tests, okay, and employees come in and every day they do their testing, such that, because remember, if you use marijuana, that could be in your system for a while. But if we have something to tell us that it hasn't been used recently, such that you're probably not impaired, you know, if we could come up with some sort of scientific window of, look, if it's been over 7 days, you're going to test negative for this test, you know, then maybe that's how employers can, you know, and implement this. But right now, it's an absolute mess. Okay, now what about the American Disabilities Act? This was asked before by a listener as well. We talked about this. According to lawyers.com, the Americans with Disabilities Act is a federal law that requires employers to provide reasonable accommodations to qualified employees with a disability. However, the ADA does not require employers to accommodate illegal drug use. And they say even though medical marijuana is legal in many states, like Nevada, where I live, it is still illegal under federal law. As a result, employees who use medical marijuana for a disability are likely not entitled to accommodation under the ADA. Now, there is a case going on, and we'll see what happens with that, and if appeals will be made and where that goes. But, you know, the key to that statement is while it's illegal under federal law, employers still have the right to fire you. Which is, you know, it's a godsend for employers because they have all this liability to deal with. Look, employers aren't just looking for reasons to fire somebody, okay? You know, I mean, if an employer is firing you for marijuana use, even if you're an exemplary employee, it's because they're scared of something. And they're probably scared of liability. Somebody on marijuana probably hurt some other employee or dropped, dropped some boxes or, you know, left a machine on or did something stupid at one point, such that employers are like, oh, no way. We want to make sure everybody is of sound mind. Well, I mean, just marijuana, there's a lot of things that can make people, you know, not of sound mind. So, basically recreational marijuana law is still relatively new. The laws generally do not protect employees from being fired or legal off-duty recreational use. Even many state laws expressly state that they do not want to interfere with the employer's ability to enforce zero-tolerance drug policies. All right, guys, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now we're looking at two new storms. But before we get there, I want to remind you guys that September is National Preparedness Month, which makes it a great time to make your health a priority. A preventative screening service that looks for plaque buildup in your arteries should be first on your list. Lifeline Screening offers quick, easy, and painless screenings that use ultrasound technology to evaluate your risk for stroke and heart disease. And since it's ultrasound, no radiation, and it doesn't hurt. And they're available as part of an affordable screening package that provides personalized results and are easily shared with your healthcare provider. Do not wait for your insurance company to decide what preventative care they're going to cover. Take action now by calling Life Screening today at 1-888-815-LIFE. Packages start at about $149. It saves you 50% at least and are much more affordable than if you go and get these tests on your high, you know, deductible insurance plan. Call Lifeline Screening at 1-888-815-LIFE. Schedule an appointment today. That's 888-815-5433. With Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention is yours. I gotta tell you, powerful stuff, guys. Powerful stuff. I did my Lifeline screening. Very, very happy girl because of it. Great stuff. Can't wait to get my results in. I just did it a few days ago. All right. So as Harvey has moved away from the Gulf Coast, a new storm is brewing in the Atlantic. We are watching Hurricane Irma. Last I heard, it's already a Category 2 hurricane. It is on path to the Caribbean. And possibly southeast U.S. coast could be at risk. Right now, it's too early to predict what's going to happen. They say history has taught us these kinds of storms that form just off the coast of Africa or near the equator better not be ignored. Irma is forecasted to intensify significantly. They say there is essentially zero vertical wind shear, very warm water temperatures, humid air, and a robust, according to Washington Post, pre-existing circulation. So basically, they say conditions are ripe. This is the perfect recipe for another hurricane. Scary, scary stuff. They expect this to become the season's second major hurricane, a Category 3 or stronger. They think it will be in the vicinity of the Lesser Antilles in about a week. Now, they say the U.S. coast should be on high alert not just for Irma, but also other storms could spin up quickly closer to land. They say they're concerned about a possible storm in the western Gulf of Mexico near Texas early next week. They think that will form, and it could have an impact on the Texas coast again. That would be sometime between Wednesday and Friday of next week. They say it does not appear at the sun that it's going to be strong, but still, even weak systems can produce a hell of a lot of rain and flooding, just like we saw with Tropical Storm Harvey that decided to hover. So the Hurricane Center also has this forecast. An area of low pressure could form over the southwestern Gulf of Mexico by weekend. Development of the system is expected to be slow and occur as the low moves slowly northward. And they think it's going to bring additional rain to Texas and Louisiana coasts. They do not need any more rain. Not now. Then we're also being told that there is a storm approaching Cabo. Now, I'm having some issues right now with my computer, but I believe that right now Cabo is getting a crap load of rain, a part of Baja California. And I'm not sure exactly how much they're getting hit right now. I apologize. My computer is really acting up. Hold on a second. This stinks. Come on. Maybe it's because maybe it's because of the hurricane. Who knows? All right. Oh, it's Tropical Storm Lydia. Tropical Storm Lydia is coming from the Pacific, and it is approaching Baja California Peninsula, bringing in flooding rain, strong winds, and some storm surge flooding. Right now, it is 45 miles southeast of Cabo San Lucas, even though Cabo was already getting rain. They say Lydia is having some difficulty consolidating an inner core of convection needed for faster strengthening. Good. That we don't want it to get faster. So a tropical storm warning has been issued for Baja California Peninsula from Puerto Abrijos to Mulegé and also for mainland Mexico. We're not sure if it's going to hit. We don't think it's going to hit California or Arizona. We think it's going to veer back to the Pacific early Monday morning, but we'll keep you posted on that. I tell you, crazy. Crazy. They say dads are 3.5 years older than they were back in the 1970s. They say George Clooney became a father of twins at the age of 56. Jay-Z became a father of twins at the age of 47. And they say, according to Stanford University, that middle-aged dads are becoming a lot more common. Stanford School of Medicine analyzed nearly 170 million American births from 1972 to 2015 and found the average age of dads of newborns grew by 3.5 years over the 44-year period. So, what you know, when they used to be 27.4 years old, now they're 30.9. My father was 30, see, I think he was born in 42. He was 29 when I was born. So he was a little older. So the study published Wednesday in the Journal of Human Reproduction, it found a percentage of newborns born to dads north of 40 more than doubled from 4.1% to 8.9%. Dads over 50 accounted for almost 1% of babies today, which is up from 0.5% 4 decades ago. And the university said mommies are advancing in age also and faster than men. Senior author said this could result as women are putting off marriage and motherhood in order to focus on school and career. As a result, the age gap between fathers and mothers also narrowed from 2.7 years to 2.3 years. Now, this trend has been theorized as one of the reasons why we see autism on the rise, with older parents giving rise, you know, to children with autism. One theory I have is fibroids. All right. The last three women who had autistic children in my practice all had fibroids. And I am wondering if maybe that has something to do with, you know, pressure on the brain, you know, or some sort of inciting pathway causing the change in the genes to change. So I don't know. That's just one of my theories, and I don't even know how I would test that right now. I guess, you know, anybody who's ever had a child with autism, you know, get a pelvic ultrasound. It's, yeah. Look, I have to think like a scientist. You know, we have four children in my extended family with autism, and the mother had fibroids. So, you know, I think about that too. Today, it's home. So they say it's a trend happening in other industrialized countries and likely to affect our future workplace, our demographics, and economy. They say fewer people being born means fewer productive workers a generation down the road. And they say every potential dad acquires an average of 2 new mutations in his sperm each year. So they say fathers that are older are associated with higher rates of autism, schizophrenia, chromosomal abnormalities, rare genetic conditions, and even some pediatric cancers. But there's positives to it, okay? Even though we're like, yeah, but then the dads like, you know, bad music. No, no, no. Listen, now older dads, okay, remember, dads who now give birth now, okay, a lot of them still like the music of the 80s. And a lot of 80s music rocks, so I think we're still okay there. But they say dads that are older may have better jobs, may live with their children, may be more involved with parenting. They say there was a study saying that older dads produce geekier sons, remember? Ones with social awkwardness, smarts, laser focus. That could be Asperger's. Again, older dads could be giving birth to, you know, kids, you know, on the higher end of the autism spectrum. But these social awkwardness kids that are quote-unquote geeky are very smart, just like autistic kids, very smart. They say a study looked at Asian American dads. The study found Asian American dads to be the oldest, with the average age upwards of 36 years old. Dads with a college degree also tended to be older, with an average age of 33 and a third. The youngest dad in the study was 11 years old. The oldest dad was 88. That is the world record for oldest dad. It's a man in India, according to USA Today. He had children at 94 and 96 with his wife. His wife was 50 years old. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Rebel. It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.